And let's officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night knowledge conference call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about products and health issues. And so welcome, everyone. Welcome, Dave. Thanks for being on with us tonight. I believe tonight's subject is going to be all about allergies. A lot of us have allergies right now. So hopefully we can shed some light on this nuisance kind of a situation. A lot of people are walking around with tissues and watery eyes right now and maybe even going to the drugstore to reach for that over-the-counter allergy medication. Hopefully tonight with some of the advice that we give or practical nutritional knowledge that maybe we can try this first and not go to the drugstore and purchase that and have a lot of the side effects that come along with the over-the-counter allergy medications.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we need to realize is that despite, you know, what we think are advances all the time when we have advances in medicine, the truth is that none of the medicines that we have for allergies do much more than suppress symptoms. And symptom suppression is false medicine, in my opinion. Of course, we all want to be relieved from symptoms, but by simply relieving the symptom, oftentimes we forget to address the root cause, the reason why our body was reacting, and if our body is reacting in a way that is uncomfortable, it is a sign from our body to us that we need to change something. It isn't a sign that we simply need to suppress the symptom. If you have a window open and it's cold, you don't just turn the heater up and up and up. You close the window. And yes, you may want to use the heater a little bit, but the bottom line is it is a completely false sense of security to suppress a symptom, forget about the root cause, and ultimately suffer from a long-term effect that is far worse than the short-term symptom that was the warning to you. That having been said, allergies and asthma and the number of things that are considered allergens in our environment have increased dramatically. And as a consequence of that, we are suffering unprecedented levels of allergy days. The number of days that people say in their lifetime out of 365, the number of days that people say they suffer are increasing. The number of people who say that they have allergies has increased each year over the last 10 years. And the truth of the matter is that there are now, just so that you know, the reason why we have an allergic reaction is because our body has a threshold that is hit. There is a trigger mechanism. And when our body has a requisite amount or too much of a certain compound that it believes to be foreign, that it believes does not belong in the body, when that foreign substance is, when that foreign substance becomes a force that the body believes is a threat to it, then the body tries to kick it out. That's what an allergic reaction is, the body trying to kick out a foreign invader, something that it believes is a threat to it. Now, there are more and more things in the environment today than ever before that the body does not recognize, that it appears, that it sees as foreign invaders. And as a result of that, our need to become diligent about enhancing our eliminative function, our respiration, our ability to detoxify, and our ability to really protect ourselves from these allergens is greater than ever. So I've asked Amy to sort of run down the usual suspects, the reasons traditionally why people have been allergic, and we'll see how these reasons have actually magnified. And then we're going to take you beyond the common allergens and show you the new threats. And then it will be very clear what a large-scale problem this is. So, Amy, would you mind walking us down that road?
Well, basically, we wanted to talk about the traditional reasons that usually we think of getting allergies. And a lot of those are foods. We think about dairy. We think about wheat. We think about corn. We think about soy. These are very common allergens, and in fact, these allergens are becoming so common out there in society that the laws have changed on food that you have to label, all food products are labeled now whether it contains these certain allergens, and there's a whole list of them, including shellfish and peanuts and things like
and
this.
And eggs.
And eggs, exactly. So if you notice, 25 years ago, even 5 years ago, allergies were not this common, and so therefore none of this information was on labels like it is now. So,
well, let's take one. I'm sorry, Amy, but let's take one at a time. Let's say, what is it in dairy that we need to worry about? Well, there's casein, and there is, of course, lactose, and those are two allergens. And then if we take corn and we take soy, Amy, explain to people, it isn't really what's in corn and soy, it's what has happened to corn and soy, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, we're genetically modifying everything out there in the crops and fields here to make the crops grow stronger, to make the crops go faster, to make them resist drought. And so there's been a lot of changes to the crops to make it easier for the farmers to make more money for the food producers, but what it's creating and what we think it's creating is probably a lot more allergies because our body doesn't know how to process these foods. We've had a whole conference call, I believe, or you've done lectures on these things we call Frankenfoods. It's almost like Frankenstein. He's a monster. He's not a person. And so some of these foods that have been genetically modified, they're like little monsters, really. You've called them Frankenfoods in the past, and our bodies just aren't equipped or don't know how to deal with these yet.
Well, that is a really, really good point to make, because corn and soy are genetically modified more than anything else, and so I could see how when I said that, that was the first thing that came to mind. I was going for a slightly more traditional answer. Because, you see, have you ever had a guest, and I know that we've spoken, and we both have had this happen, and we love all of our friends, but you've had a guest who came and maybe stayed one day longer than was comfortable?
Oh, yes.
And I've been that guest, more than likely. I just stayed with a friend in New York for 4 days, and, you know, I mean, and maybe he was thinking two would have been perfect, you know what I mean? but the bottom line is, what happens is when we eat a food, it's like a guest that we invite into our body, and then we need to get rid of it. Then it leaves, and our body's used to that. But it takes about 24 hours to 48 hours for that food to leave, right? Maybe even more, maybe 72 hours for that food to leave. Now, let's say that you have a friend come to the door, and you say, hey, it's so nice of you to come. Come in for a while, right? And all of a sudden you go, okay, it's time for that food to be gone. But all of a sudden you look, and that food's still sitting in your living room. That food's still sitting on your couch. And the reason why is because, yeah, the first food that came as a visitor came and left. But then before it was gone, another food came and sat, and it's corn again. And then the next day corn comes to visit again, and corn comes to visit every single day. We've put corn in so many products. We put wheat in so many products. We put soybeans in everything. So your body says, wait a minute, I know I invited you in, but you are never leaving, so I'm going to build up a stronger and stronger resistance. I'm going to catch you at the door. The minute I see you come in, I'm throwing you out. And that's what an allergy is, in a simple way. We overeat foods. We keep relying on that monoagriculture, the same foods over and over, and pretty soon our body says, wait a minute, this is a visitor who tried to move in. I'm not standing for this. Is that too simple of an explanation?
No, absolutely, absolutely. It's when we're overloaded, it's when we can't deal with it anymore. It's like, you know, you probably feel like you go crazy, maybe when your mother-in-law's been there one day too long. And so that's what your body's doing.
Mother-in-law is everywhere. In honor of Mother's Day, I say that I don't have any idea what she's talking about.
I'm just kidding.
But, we're just having fun. We're using, you know, stereotypes. But,
yes,
you know, the truth is that we're not the first one to say this. Probably one of my favorite sayings, I think, was Mao Zedong, who said, what is it that fish and house guests have in common, Amy? Do you know the answer?
They start to stink when they've been there one day too long or something like that? Or
After 3 days, even the best ones begin to smell foul. It's a funny way of saying that, you know, so your body, even though it may have been a good food once, it's been there too long, it's time to go. So stopping the reliance on monoagriculture would be one solution. I'm sorry to have spent too much time on that single subject, but I wanted to make it clear.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, other things that we're finding ourselves allergic to are chemicals in the environment, chemicals in our food, the additives in the food, MSG. Like you see, or so many people say, oh,
natural flavoring.
Exactly, and that drives people into a severe allergic reaction sometimes. Basically, then there's all
sulfites.
Sulfites, nitrates, things like that. Just the additives in food, the colors in food, the artificial coloring. So our bodies are just being taxed and taxed and taxed with all these things that they weren't, say, 50 or 100 years ago, that we have to deal with to process out of our body. And most of the time, the first time you're exposed to this, you don't have a reaction. But it's like, again, like as Dave mentioned earlier, it's the buildup of this. It's the constant bombarding your body with these things that then creates the allergic reaction because your body just can't process it anymore.
Well, let's go past food in a way. But let's say that it is something like a grain. But that grain, you're not necessarily allergic to gluten, but that grain got a little bit of moisture on it, and maybe a rat or a mouse ran across it, and that little bit of moisture and a little bit of mouse poop mixes into an entire vat of grain and creates an aflatoxin. And suddenly you're eating grains, and you don't know why you're getting these toxic reactions. So talk about yeast and mold and things like that in the environment.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got yeast and mold. We've got pollen. We've got dust. We've got all types.
Animal dander.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. In fact, birds are very, very common to cause allergies. Cats, dogs, stuffed animals in your children's room, or things around your house.
Curtains.
Dust. That's my
carpet. Your bedding.
Upholstered furniture. All these things are.
They hold dust. And let's talk about cats, because we had an interesting observation. Amy and I learned something very interesting about cats. Black cats are far more likely to cause allergic reaction than white cats, and that is a strange but true story. The darker the cat, then the more likely it is to cause an allergic reaction. As she said, birds are very, very common, and rodents are probably something you should not have around children ever at all. And so these are the things that, however, have been around for hundreds of years. But let's take a second and talk about global warming, because I know we go, how does global warming relate to allergies? Well, you know that in the wintertime and when it gets cold at night, yeast and mold spores, they die. They get fought back. You know what I mean? But when it's warm day after day, like in the tropics, have you ever seen the tropics? Boy, you go in the shower in the tropics and there's always, questionable.
There's always mold growing in the shower.
Yeah, exactly. Unless they have a super, super, high-end hotel where it's all ventilated perfectly. And even then, I've seen some stuff. So in the tropics, things grow more mold and things. But when you start having warmer days in environments that aren't used to having warm days all the time, and you never have the cold nights to fight back certain things, then you're going to have more mold and yeast in the environment. But I guess you've already made that point. I just wanted to sort of elaborate that there's other influences that are contributing to the increase. But we also have the good old man-made stuff, don't we? I mean, the stuff that, we just talked about environmental stuff. There's always been animals. There's always been plants. There's always been food. So we've already said allergies to them. No, we touched on some things that are sort of modern plagues, like genetically modified organisms, for sure. Irradiated food that no longer has the friendly bacteria in it, for sure. But beyond that, there really is a whole list of new allergens that never were on that list before, and they're all sort of created by man and perpetrated by us, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's move on into what we can do about these allergens. And I know we have, I know you have a personal testimonial of using barley green to combat your allergic reaction, which was manifesting in your body as asthma. So why don't we move into some of the products that we suggest, or we've had testimonial evidence, and why those perhaps could help support your body's immune system to combat against allergic reactions.
Well, what happened was I was suffering from adult onset asthma, at least that's what they told me it was, that was so bad that I literally had to sit up at night in order to sleep because my lungs would fill with phlegm if I leaned back. I had to constantly clean my lungs and use a spittoon that people who chew tobacco keep nearby so that they could constantly spit their tobacco juice into it. I used that so I could clear my throat. That's how severe my upper respiratory congestion was. If I tried to walk across the room too quickly, I hurt. My body ached because it wasn't getting the oxygen or the energy that it needed. And I was depressed, overweight, and angry because I couldn't exercise. And that made me, you know, upset because I was an active person. So I spared no expenses. I went to a doctor, Dr. Singer, who worked at UCLA and had a private practice. And over the course of several months, he put about 200 different tests, skin tests, on my back, and kept coming back, no, we haven't found what you're allergic to yet. Finally, he tells me, we don't know what you're allergic to. Well, it just so happens that in the meantime, I had remembered something I had learned, a healing method that I had read about in a book by a woman named Ann Wigmore, and I began to consume wheatgrass on a daily basis, barley green juice on a daily basis, the one produced by a green food company that I had actually come to work for through, I think, a twist of fate. And I began to consume that green juice, and within weeks, my symptoms were completely gone. My frustration with not being able to beat my asthma made me quit my job as a stockbroker in Beverly Hills and take a very low-paying job with a natural food company that was promoting this new concept of green juice in powdered form. And so when I quit my job as a stockbroker, I thought it was the stress that was going to be, reduced. But working for a Japanese, high-powered Japanese corporation only added to my stress. However, the use of green food within a few short weeks, and I was completely asthma-free and have been since that day, which is one of the reasons that fuels me to share this, what I call the healing miracle of green food, with the world. So, Amy, thanks for giving me an opportunity. It isn't that often I get to tell my story in that way. But that having been said, do you want to talk a little bit about why? Like, we have about five or six foods that I think can help anybody, whether it's what was the problem with me, which is probably environmental toxicity. Just living in a polluted world, I think, was my problem. But everybody has their own issues. And when I was doing Health Talk Radio, people would call me all the time. And I would recommend a certain group of products to people, and I have to say that I never once had a failure. To my knowledge, not one person ever failed to get relief when using this regimen. And our products do have a money-back guarantee. We talk about that all the time because if you're not satisfied, you shouldn't pay. But the bottom line is that we have some products to recommend, and Amy, it starts with green food, as do all of our regimen.
Absolutely. We definitely recommend, and I know, well, I can't say recommend because we do definitely, we don't want anybody to get the impression that we're giving medical advice here, because we absolutely are not giving medical advice. We're sharing personal stories. We're sharing information for you to make your own decisions about your health. But I know I sure take the equivalent to 3 to 5 servings of green food a day, and we recommend that everybody do that on a daily basis, whether you have allergies or not.
Well, that's how you're going to keep from getting them. And Amy's right, and I apologize that we didn't take the time to say that we are not doctors, and Amy and I don't dispense medical advice. We're dispensing life advice. We're dispensing lifestyle advice. We're going to tell you the need to exercise and the need to change your diet. And we do recommend superfoods to help you accomplish your goals. And so that having been said, green foods detoxify the blood. They help eliminate allergens that are accumulating in the blood And as a consequence, green foods are your first line of defense to stop those allergens from actually overcoming and overwhelming your body and triggering those allergic reactions that where your body says, I've got to fight back. The way that I fight back is to create histamines. Now, a histamine will go out in a series of histamines. They look like matchsticks, okay? And the head side of the histamine is sort of like where the hands are. And so whenever there's an allergen in the body, all of these histamines come out and they attach to it. It's like they hold hands together and they surround the allergen so it can't harm your body. But when they do that, they took what is a pretty small thing that's floating around in your blood and created a very big thing that's floating around in your blood. The more allergens that you have in your blood, the more histamines your body creates, the more of these big, heavy things are floating around like battleships in your blood, and suddenly your blood starts to slow down, it gets sluggish, you start to create, you know, I don't know what we used to call them, eye boogers, but you know what I mean.
In your eyes. I don't call them that.
Sleep in your eye. And again, you get a stuffy nose and those headaches and the congestion and the heavy feeling. So that is because of histamines. Now, if you're able to eliminate those allergens properly, you don't just go and take an antihistamine that stops your body from producing histamines and continue to let these allergens float around in your body and potentially ultimately harm you. So the bottom line is what green food does is it lowers the level of allergens in the blood, thus reducing the instances where you peak and go over that threshold.
Absolutely. Well, now let's talk about enzymes, because I know that the Enzyme Advantage is another product that could be, support or could be beneficial to support your own immune response to allergies. So let's talk about how that works.
Well, our Enzyme Advantage, one of the reasons green foods is so important is because it eliminates allergens, and one of the methods it uses is enzymatic. But it is not as rich in enzymes as, let's say, our enzyme supplement. And because enzymes are so vital to the function of going into your blood, actually breaking up, eating, and changing the structure of these allergens so that they no longer affect your body, the enzymes digest the allergens. And they put them into the digestive tract, or they attach to the allergen, and they guide it down into the digestive tract. And that is very, very important. And so enzymes will act to actually clean up the blood. The green food stops allergens from accumulating as much in the blood. The enzymes will break up and eliminate what is in the blood. And when they do that, Amy, they put them into the digestive tract, and then when you use a complementary probiotic, I recommend obviously our advanced probiotic blend. When you use the two in conjunction, you are able to, within days, see amazing, dramatic results where many times, Amy, people went years without getting any results or any relief. So the combination of the green food, the enzymes and the probiotics. And remember, our probiotics are shelf-stable. That means they could go 3 years and still maintain 95% of their potency if you store them in 100-degree temperature. And they include F19. They include the L-spirogenus. They include bifidobacteria, faecalum, and acidophilus, in addition to fructooligosaccharides, the food that feeds the bacteria.
Probiotic.
So, the probiotic, exactly. So this combination, Amy, this is sort of like a 1-2-3 punch. And of course, if people want to read about our enzyme is a patented enzyme, not patented because, we put two of these and one of those and four of those and six of these, and no one else has put two of these and one of those and four of those and six of these together before, and so it's unique, it gets a patent. Well, I could create something unique and get a patent, but that uniqueness doesn't mean that it is better or does anything that better than another product. People go, it's a patent. Well, who cares? Is it a patent for what it is or for what it does? The patent that for the enzyme complex that we use is a patent for what it does, and what it does is it hyperactivates in the small intestine. And when it hyperactivates in the small intestine, it then accomplishes amazing things. Enzymes, when they are hyperactive, are doing 20 times the work of an enzyme that's just sitting there. And so these enzymes become phenomenally active. They're very stable, and they only activate when they hit the proper pH in the small intestine, and then they do the job that other enzymes can't in the area where you need that job to be done. And these are vegetarian enzymes. They don't come from an animal source. And they are highly proteolytic enzymes, which means they can help eliminate some of the heavy proteins that a lot of people, most allergies, are to the protein portion of food, just like gluten is a protein in grain.
Exactly, exactly. And also, animal dander is a protein. It's not necessarily just the hair. It's a protein that is like microscopic. It's emitted in the air when your animal, you know, walks around or fluffs itself or scratches. Exactly. So again, these are proteins that the body is having trouble dealing with. So of course the enzyme makes sense that it could help digest the protein.
But Amy, if you're constipated, none of this matters, does it? Because things are backing up. You're getting auto-intoxication. So the enzymes, the probiotics, the green food, they're going to help a lot with that. But we also recommend in cases where people, you know, need it, the daily fiber blend.
Absolutely, to get you eliminating, because we should all be eliminating 2 to 3 times a day, and a lot of people aren't even eliminating once a day. And so you're right, everything that they've detoxified is just backing up in their colon, and it's just recirculating again in the body.
It's like the city dump. You know, you take your trash, you move it from one part of the city to another, but then it still sits there and rots, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So what we need to do is we really need to clean that up. But, you know, we can't forget about the yeast and mold, anti-yeast and mold benefit of coconut oil either. So I think we'd be remiss not to tell people that, you know, when you have raw virgin coconut oil, it has monolaurin, and monolaurin triggers the creation, or lauric acid triggers the creation of monolaurin in your body, which is what helps your body fight yeast and mold in your blood. So candida, of course, is going to be something that is not going to be able to survive. When you're having all these things, the probiotics, the enzymes, the coconut oil, the green drinks, it's also going to be a highly anti-candida diet as well. And a lot of people confuse candidiasis, or the excess candida, with allergic reactions.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about, do our animals get allergies too? Like, a lot of times you see your dog sneezing and snorting and with watery eyes. Can animals get allergies?
Absolutely they do. In fact, again, what's the official term? I guess eye boogers isn't very scientific, is it?
I would say mucus.
When they get sleep in their eyes.
Sleep in the eyes.
And they get the runny nose, or their nose gets dry when they're lethargic, and, you know, you think it's the heat. A lot of times dogs really don't mind heat so much. What they don't like is allergies. And so, you know, one thing is, it's hard to get a dog to take an enzyme and a probiotic and a green drink and all of this. So we put all that together in something called
Great Stuff for Dogs is the name of the product.
And Great Stuff for Cats and Great Stuff for Horses.
So, Amy,
we've had so many amazing testimonials. I noticed that in the production meeting you said that we were out of Great Stuff for Cats almost again. And I think it's because that SPCA, or what is it, Friends of the Cats or something, that's out there, and they keep writing about us. Do you remember that?
Right, yeah. I don't know the name of the publication, but I know, yeah.
It's an SPCA publication, and of course they're really interested in helping keep cats healthy. And they keep writing wonderful stuff about our Great Stuff for Cats, and every time we do, we get this surge of orders come in from people we never heard of before, which is really
exactly,
nice.
Which is great. but the product does work, because the product contains the cereal grasses. Like, so as Dave explained about our kamut and our barley, it's going to do the same thing for your animal.
Exactly. So I strongly recommend, because One of the things, the stories we get from the cat lovers is that, wow, my cat's allergies just went away almost immediately. And one thing, cat lovers, make sure that you break the tablet up and really force your cat to eat the first one. Because once they eat the first one, they're going to love the taste and they're going to want more. But you got to force them, and the same with dog lovers, force them to eat that first one. Make it dissolve on their tongue. Make them eat it. Keep putting it back in their mouth, and believe me, all of a sudden they're going to go, okay, I guess I do like it. And
then they'll keep wanting it and wanting it.
So, Amy, I think that would you take a minute and summarize, because I also wanted to let you know that breathing exercises, relaxation techniques, yoga, Pilates, running, walking, anything that strengthens the lungs, and remember, you know, that's going to be beneficial as well. So it's not just about food, but let's go down the short list of foods that may also, because I just want to say white flour is a high contributor. I wanted to say that hydrogenated oils are a high contributor as well. So I didn't want to finish the call without reminding people, because we say it every call probably, but we don't want people to forget hydrogenated oils and processed grains, white flour basically, are no-nos. Get them out of your life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Are you still there?
And try to minimize your dairy as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'd say minimize is a nice term.
Right.
Well, would you mind summarizing for everybody? Just sort of take them in 2 minutes, you know, and remind them of sort of, you know, what we've learned tonight.
Well, we talked about that allergies are just a reaction in your body to overload of a certain substance. Usually it could be something as easy or as general as milk, or well, that's dairy products, or wheat or corn or soy. It could be from pollen. It could be from mold or dust. But it also could be from some of these new things that weren't around 20 or 50 years ago, these genetically modified organisms. So you want to be really careful with the foods that you select in the market, not to buy things that are genetically modified, to not buy things that have chemicals and additives in your food supply, and also be careful about the things that are around your household to eliminate the chemicals from your immediate environment. Also, an air filter or an air filtration system in your home is a really good idea to help get those allergens out of the air. Then Dave went on to talk about what we can do as far as nutritional supplements to help boost our immune system, to boost our own immune response to these allergens. And basically what we talked about is things to increase digestion, to maximize and to max out your digestion so you can deal with these proteins that are wreaking havoc on your body. One of the things, or the top thing on the list, was green foods. Incorporate a green food, whether it's the organic kamut blend or the barley juice. And so when we're talking about allergies, we're specifically talking about the cereal grasses. They have a greater effect at purifying the blood than the allergies do. So select a cereal grass, whether it's the organic kamut blend or the pure barley juice. Take that. I take 3 to 5 servings a day. So, and we recommend that as the basis of any nutritional program. But also take the enzyme advantage. I take mine on the empty stomach. So it helps not just digest the food that I'm consuming, but it helps with those proteins that are floating around in my blood. Also the probiotic, you take that, and that helps establish the friendly bacteria. It helps maximize your digestive process. And last but not least, make sure you're eliminating 2 to 3 times a day, because all this detoxification will be for naught if it's just backing up in your colon and then recirculating around in your body. That's like almost auto-polluting yourself. In a way, it's almost worse than if you never stirred up the toxins in the first place, to have them just sitting, accumulating, and recirculating in the colon. And Dave also mentioned that incorporating coconut oil into your diet is a really great way to get some antifungal, antimicrobial, anti-mold action going on in your body. And coconut oil is an amazing food. I love to put it in my oatmeal. You can spread it on your toast. Or you can just take a teaspoonful of it, and it's a really great thing to add into your diet for that antifungal and anti-mold characteristic.
Absolutely. Well, I think that was a great summary, and I want to tell people, again, we're not giving medical advice, but I will tell you that I did Health Talk Radio, and that was health advice. I was always giving advice to people, and they ask, what could I do? And I could say, without hesitation, that if you try this, I mean, you are going to get results. I mean, I've never seen it not make a dramatic change in anybody who is battling this problem. So please do share this information. Practice this regimen, and when it works, let other people know about it, because the world's not getting less allergic.
Absolutely. And Dave's had a personal experience with his allergic reaction, his asthma. I've had a recent personal experience with some eczema patches, and man, I started loading up on the green food. Well, I always take the green food, but I started loading up on the enzyme and the probiotic, and within a couple weeks, it was gone, and I haven't seen a trace of it back since. So obviously my body was dealing with something. I don't know exactly what it was. But I think that those products really help me deal with it.
Absolutely. And then the last thing I'll say is the aloe and the Virusure and the Immunomax are our last resorts. If everything we're saying doesn't do it, we might be talking about a viral infection. You might need to change channels and try something different.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate, or do you have any summary or anything else to add in, Dave? Because I think that brings us to the end of the content that we had talked about.
No, I think that I just want to thank everybody for being on board, remind them that they are listening to the Purium Health Products Wednesday night consumer education call. And consumer education, that means we educate you. You gain knowledge. You use that knowledge as power. You exercise that power, and you benefit from it. That's what we're all about. That's what we want you to be all about together, making our lives better, leading by example, and as a consequence, ultimately, making other people's lives better is our goal. So thank you for being with us tonight, Amy. As usual, we're great. Everybody's happy to have you back, as am I. And next week, I don't know how we chose. I know we have a subject, but I don't know if I have it at my fingertips.
Honestly, I'm not positive either.
So I sincerely apologize. We'll be more prepared next week and give you notice of the next couple of coming weeks. But do listen on the replay line if you would like, or recommend it to others. And again, that's everything from me. I wanted to thank everybody for joining us and let you know that we'll be back next Wednesday for sure.
And I just had one closing comment. This is just so worth a try. If you know anyone that's going, running out to their local pharmacy to buy an over-the-counter allergy relief medication, or is buying Claritin or something like that, just say, please try this, because what can it hurt? It can only improve your digestion. It can only make you feel better. And it can be so beneficial in so many areas of your body or in your life. And we all know that pharmaceutical drugs and over-the-counter drugs are very damaging, or can be potentially very damaging to our body and have many side effects. So the only side effects that you're going to have from green foods, enzymes, probiotics, and fiber is you're going to feel great. So give it a try. That's
absolutely. That's good
summary.
Advice. And again, we are here for you each and every Wednesday. The website is loaded with information for you to use and to share. And if you have questions, please do submit them to info@phporder.com. We will get back to you. We answer every question. And then when you ask us a question, we put it up on our website under Frequently Asked Questions. So if you have any questions, go to the website. Go into the Frequently Asked Questions. There's a good chance somebody before you has asked that, and we have addressed it. So I encourage you to do that.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. We really appreciate all your awesome information, Dave. And we will be back with you next week.
Great. Well, I want to unlock the phone. I'll be on for just a few minutes if anybody has a question or a comment. Amy, I'm going to go ahead and stick around, answer some questions. I want to relieve you, however, so that you could get back to doing some of the important things that you are in the midst of doing, I know, even if that is simply taking a breather, because I noticed you got to work really early this morning. It's been a very long day, and I just want to thank you for working so hard.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody. Okay. For those of you who don't have a question but would like to listen, please hit star 6 now. For those of you who have a question, stay on the line and shout it out.
Hey, Dave, it was good to see you in New York again. I'm glad your diabetic book is coming out in June.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my book, 21 Days to Defeat Diabetes, is about 4 to 5 months from being published. We're getting great pre-reviews, and I appreciate your being there in New York City. We met a lot of old friends and made some new ones. Anybody else have a question or a comment tonight?
Yeah, Dave.
Yes.
Could I take my activated bottle with my cherry juice, mix it?
You certainly can. I don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure how that's going to turn out. You give me a call.
I shall. Okay.
Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question, Dave. This is Armando.
Hey, Armando.
How you doing?
Great.
The green kamut or the barley, how much do you take of it?
Personally, you guys will probably laugh, but every day I wake up and I take 10 tablespoons of green kamut. I know that's crazy, but I'm not going to eat for like 8 hours. You know what I mean? I put in a pretty long day, so I get there in the morning, 7 o'clock or so, I have 10 tablespoons of green kamut, then I eat sometime around 4 or 5.
But if you're just getting into it, what do you recommend?
1 to 3 teaspoons a day.
1 to 3.
Yep.
Teaspoons.
With hopefully no less than 2, but, you know, 1 to 3. Because you got to start somewhere, and that's 1.
Come
on. All right, Armando. Great talking to you. Anybody else with a question out there
yes,
tonight?
Yes, Dave, I have a question. Ringing in the ear, do you have anything for that?
You hang up the phone. No. Answer the phone. I can't even tell my own jokes. Oh, my goodness. you know, tinnitus is oftentimes caused by mineral deficiencies and also by some, I heard some, you know, there's some suspicion that it could also be caused by a viral component. But I would go with some aloe vera, and I would, fulvic minerals, what we call the ionic elements, and the combination of those two should help with tinnitus.
Thank you.
No worries. Okay, folks, well, I could take maybe one more question, and then I've got to get down to some of my other work that's pending, and so I've been traveling a lot in New York City and Europe, and boy, the desk is starting to look like a mountain. So are there any final questions?
Dave, it's Armando again.
Yes, sir.
Or bipolar problems.
Yeah, again, the main thing is green foods. They have natural lithium, obviously. Basic nutrition is very, very important. So the cherry or the biofruit, the best of greens, the master aminos, and the activated barley to give a, you know, what we call the pyramid pack. And, of course, the number 16 for emotional balance could be helpful as well. And that's those are my strong recommendations in that regard.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, one last question.
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, wonderful. I wanted to ask for my father, who's taking Coumadin, and it's creating a havoc in his body. What can he do to help support that?
Well, the first thing is I don't believe in taking Coumadin. So what we have to do is you have to listen to my call called How Do You Talk to Your Doctor About Nutrition, okay?
Okay.
And because I can't do anything about it, but you and your father can. You can go into the doctor's office. He could open up the side effects, and he could say, this scares the hell out of me, and my daughter isn't going to let me keep taking this because she's afraid that this stuff is going to happen to me. Now, I heard that if I do some natural things, some dietary and exercise things, that I might be able to beat this without the medicine, doctor. Am I going to die if I stop taking my Coumadin today, or could I have a month to try diet and exercise? And if the doctor says, okay, your dad does the diet and exercise, he all of a sudden his cholesterol goes down and his, you know, his high blood pressure is relieved, and the doctor's going, wow, I'm going to learn from you. And that's the way we change the world. So I can't do anything about it, but your dad and you can.
All right. Any of your products that could help support his body while he's on that or while he's transitioning to getting off the system?
Activated barley, Flax Advantage, Green Kamut Blend. Those are the best ones.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, good night, everybody. It was great to have Amy back, and it was great to have all of you. I looked on my computer, and we had about 50 people here tonight. That's a nice little crowd. Not as big as some nights, but not everybody, you know, is able to listen live. So we expect a lot of people will listen on the replay line. So God bless you all. Look forward to having you with us next Wednesday. Good night, all.